It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You watch it. So help me God, you'll be scrubbing urinals at the Burt Reynolds Theater.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are playing
the buzzword. I like password better, but
me too.
We're going to see how it goes. We almost had a winner last time. We're going to see if we do it again this time.
All right.
Tomorrow on the program, we are very excited to the return of our good boy Bobo. He'll be back from the land of Disney with all sorts of stories about his wonderful experience down there. Should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Also tomorrow, Harley Davidson's Karen Davidson and Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Drives on the Food Network.
Yay.
Listen Thursday on the big program. We will have our Fat Daddy competition. We got all our Fat Daddies lined up, and they'll be having games of skill right and left. It should be a lot of fun for that. Games like Think Fast, Ben and Jerry's Balance Challenge, the Jumbo Jumble, and Speed Eating.
Yay.
All of that with comedian Jeff Ross here as well, so we look forward to that. You ready to get back to it?
Let's do it.
Let me see if I've got my... No, I knew I didn't have that. Let me see. I'm going to get my ding. I'm going to find it. I swear to God, I'm going to do it this time. Here's the deal.
You can just go D-I.
Remember the index search?
Right.
Use D-I.
And I just go find.
Uh-huh.
And then
D-I.
And then I go D-I.
And then
enter. Ding.
There you go.
Oh, about that. What an age we live in.
Wow, let's get right back to it and play Buzzword. You ready, guys?
We're ready.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Phil. I got it already, Joe. I'm all set. Thank you very much. Oh, Fat Daddy. Oh, the 400-meter dash. Yeah, that'll be happening, especially with 100-degree temperatures.
Uh-huh.
Phil in Falls Church. How are you, Phil?
What's up, Mike? Doing well.
Phil, have you been listening to the degree of difficulty we have on Buzzword today?
I have. I'm pretty good with pop culture stuff, though.
Let's see what happens. And here is your buzzword. You'll have 60 seconds to get all 10, and we'll see how we do.
Phil, your buzzword is blue. That's B-L-U-E, blue.
Good luck, and here we go. Of the working class.
That'd be blue collar.
100-ton ocean inhabitant.
Blue whale.
The kid who is under the haystack fast asleep.
Pass.
Fats Domino climbed with this song in 1956.
Oh, pass.
Famous hills from Pennsylvania to Georgia.
Blue Ridge.
Something from nowhere.
Out of the blue.
A TV cop show, not for children.
NYPD Blue.
Missouri's Puck Pushers.
Oh.
Missouri's hockey team. Okay.
Yeah.
Smart ass. And I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the game writer. All right.
Pass.
Oh, okay. I gave you a ding. I should have done it. The mold gives its name. The mold gives it its name. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Jeez.
Pass again. You want to pass for the entire card? Levi makes them.
Blue jeans.
Okay.
It was blue cheese.
You
right?
missed. It was blue cheese.
Uh-huh.
Missouri's Puck Pushers, the St. Louis Blues,
Little Boy Blue,
Something from Nowhere Out of the Blue, mm-hmm. Fats Domino climb with this
Blueberry
song,
Hill.
Blueberry Hill, and the kid who was under the haystack fast asleep. Either one of you know that one?
Little Boy Blue.
Little
sure.
Boy Blue.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It was all downhill after that.
Thanks. Yeah, that's all right, Phil. We'll see you again soon, hopefully. Thanks for playing the game.
Take care.
All right. See, I'm not apologizing to the contestants as much as I did last time.
I think that's right.
Seems like we're
it's
getting better
one.
Cards here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our next contestant. This is Dave. Dave from Tacoma Park. How are you, Dave?
Good, thank you.
You ready to play the game?
Yep.
You feeling confident, even with the fact that we have not had one winner on the entire game today?
I'm confident.
All right,
okay.
Listen to Mr. Burbank, and here is your buzzword.
Your buzzword is mouth. M-O-U-T-H, mouth.
And good luck. Gargle with it.
Mouth open.
I'll give it to you again.
Mouthwash.
Verbal referral.
Word of mouth.
Don't talk.
Shut your mouth.
M&M's do this, not in your hands.
Melt in your mouth.
Band that sings Walking on the Sun.
Smash Mouth.
Say something really stupid.
Mouth, mouth, mouth.
Say something really stupid.
Put in your mouth.
A harmonica.
Just played with your mouth.
No, our harmonica.
Mouth harp.
First aid when they're not breathing.
Mouth to mouth.
Salivating at the sight and smell of food.
Pass.
A spoiled person is said to have been born.
Silver spoon in the mouth.
Salivating at the sight and smell of food.
Come on.
Oh, my.
Wide open.
What?
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you were so close there, Dave.
9 out of 10.
Salivating at the sight and smell of food.
Mouth watering.
Sorry about that, Dave. Dave, you did a great job. You're next to that lady. You were the best contestant so far. Good luck next time, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Joyce from Spokane, Washington. How are you, Joyce?
Good. I'm great.
All right. We're looking for a winner here. You ready to play the game?
I am.
Okay. Here's your buzzword.
The buzzword, not east, but west. W-E-S-T, west.
And here we go. She wanted Dorothy's ruby slippers.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Will Smith starred in it and sang the title track.
Pass.
The Jets and the Sharks are rivals in this musical.
West Side Story.
Martin Sheen played President Bartlett.
West Wing.
Buxom Blonde, who said, come up and see me sometime.
West.
North Central region of the United States.
North Central. The Midwest.
Charleston is the capital of this state.
West Virginia.
Batman TV star.
Adam West.
Famous military academy.
West Point.
City off the tip of Florida.
Key West.
And Will Smith starred in it and sang the title track.
Wild, wild,
wild. Yes! We have a winner! Yes! Oh, my God, it's a miracle.
There it is. Come from Spokane.
Joyce, nicely done.
Good
from
job.
Spokane. Yeah. You've got a 100% Cotton Michael Mara Show t-shirt. Way to go, Joyce. I wish it could be more.
Ooh,
that's terrific. Nice job.
I'm so excited.
We should get winners lots more often. I'll put you on hold there, Joyce. You'll be talking to Mr. Joe Arndinger. Thanks for playing
the
game.
Maybe we will now.
Let's go on to Doug. Yes, of course. You don't. No, this isn't one of those games that sucks so bad you quit right when you have a winner. God,
well, you want me to finish?
You want me to finish the show?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to Doug in St. Louis. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Are you listening to us in St. Louis?
I'm listening to you online
on the stream.
Welcome.
Very, very good. Okay, you ready to play the game? We're going to play a couple more here.
Okay.
Let's do it. Listen to your buzzword,
Doug. Your buzzword is funny. Funny.
And here we go. The loony bin.
Funny farm.
Humorous part of your arm.
Funny bone.
Barbra Streisand plays Fanny Bryce.
Funny lady.
I'll give it to you. Funny girl.
Yeah.
Jet-propelled automobile.
Funny car.
Tom Jones sings of fleeting hours.
Oof.
Oh, that's tough.
Ass.
Sorry about that. Counterfeit currency.
Funny money. Uh-huh.
Stick your tongue out, cross your eyes.
Funny face.
Sunday comics.
Funny papers.
Not amusing, especially to one with a broken leg.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's so hard.
Wow.
Well, don't say that. He's trying.
It is.
It is.
I'll let you pass on that one. Hijinks and mischief.
Funny business.
That's right. I'll go back to the other one here. Not amusing, especially to one with a broken leg.
Oh.
Funny bone.
Beth Ann, that would be the, and I'm acting like you wrote these, but you didn't, but I like to blame somebody.
I bought it.
I tell you, that would be the very commonly used expression.
Oh, no.
Funny as a crutch.
Oh.
Well, see, they give you
that
the answer.
Sucks.
That does
suck.
Yo.
They give the answer within the clue.
Yeah, I know. What do you mean they give the answer within the clue?
Not so much in this case.
Well, you have to, like, put someone with a broken leg.
No, but it's still got to be a common enough expression where you know it. That's the basis of the game.
Funny.
Oh, stop it. God, how do you defend this stuff?
Funny as a heart attack. Funny as a screen door on a submarine. Not funny as
funny
a...
Funny as a heart attack. Not funny as a crutch. I've never heard it.
Never heard it.
I'm 48. I've done a radio show for almost 27 years.
Maybe
I've never heard it.
Maybe you should start saying it or using it.
That's funny as a crutch. All of a sudden, you're cruising along. You got, you know, clues like Smash Mouth. Uh-huh. And then you've got something that's like, hey, funny as a crutch. I remember when President Hoover gave me an enema, and it was funny as a crutch. Yes, sir. All right, Doug, thanks for playing.
Sorry,
no,
Doug.
Screw it, Doug. All you right. got screwed. You're from St. Louis. You get a T-shirt,
yeah.
okay?
No.
Hey, thanks
all right,
a
I'm
lot,
putting
guys.
You on hold. Congratulations.
What was the other one that he didn't get?
Let me see. I think that was also...
America wants to know.
Tom Jones. I didn't know this one either. Tom Jones, Sings of the Fleeting Hours.
Sings of the
Funny
fleeting.
How time slips away.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten
why
either.
Use It's Not Unusual when we can find an obscure Tom
it
Jones
doesn't
song
have funny in it.
That sucks. All right? We're going to try. I want to get another winner here. Let's go to Dawn in Fairfax. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Dawn, you ready to play the game?
Ready to give him a heart attack?
We've had some tough ones.
I don't know if I'm going to do very well.
You'll do fine.
I think you might do okay in this category. Here is your buzzword for 60 seconds.
Okay. A proper word this time. Your word is California.
And good luck. The Erie Inn in the Eagles song.
Hotel California.
The little claymation characters that heard it through the grapevine.
The California Raisin.
Custom bedroom storage systems.
California Closet.
I wish they all could be.
From California.
Beach Boys.
California Girls.
Bird with a huge wingspan. I knew they'd throw one in. I'm sorry. 1849 spawned this.
Pass.
Why am I hitting the ding?
Because I don't know.
We like it. A Mexican peninsula.
Mexican pass.
Major League Baseball team.
California Angels.
Very good. Sushi Delight.
California Roll.
Ponch and John's employer.
Ponch and John?
Yes, Ponch and John's employer.
California Highway Patrol.
And you had a tough one
give
in there.
The other one she didn't get because I think I have these.
Bird, all right, I'll give it to you. Bird with a huge wingspan.
California Condor.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
1849 spawned
California
this.
Gold Rush.
Buzz Burbank would have won the money. Sorry about that,
no
Dawn.
That's okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. That was very difficult. If she hadn't gotten California Angels, I would have said, she wouldn't have won in any way.
True.
Possible. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you are our last contestant. Kevin, I'm a very fair person here.
Firm.
Kevin, you're our last person from Reston, Virginia. You ready to play the game?
But fair.
All right, hope I can do it.
All right, here is your buzzword.
Kevin, your word is train. T-R-A-I-N, train.
And good luck. They help you learn to ride a bike.
Training wheels.
To teach a toddler how to use the toilet.
Potty train.
Song by the Monkees.
Pass.
What comes before going down Chicago line? Unbelievable. The Duke Ellington song about how to get to Harlem.
Take the train.
So close.
We need a little bit more. Yep.
Train.
A train is correct. Don Cornelius's funky TV show.
Soul Train.
Rod Stewart sings, Will I See You Tonight? The music people should be shot in this game. Light rail or short distance conveyance?
I have no idea.
Oh boy.
Linear chain of ideas.
I don't even know what these mean.
Train of thought is right.
Mm-hmm.
And Soul Asylum's one way track song.
Soul Asylum.
Yeah, I know. The music clues are very, very difficult. Yeah. All right, the song by the Monkees is Last Train to Clarksville.
Uh-huh.
What comes before going down Chicago line, train number 9.
Okay, let's say that.
Don Cornelius, we got that one. Rod Stewart sings, Will I See You Tonight?
Downtown train.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't say it like that.
All right.
Not fair to our contestants.
All right.
Don't say it like Trebek.
Sorry.
And linear chain of ideas is train of thought. Very difficult.
I'm sorry.
But thank you for playing the game. We appreciate that, Kevin.
All right.
Thanks,
sorry.
Kevin.
I once again, my sincere apologies.
To everyone.
There
Except
goes Kevin.
Our winner.
Preston. Yes, we had two winners and then a couple of people that I gave pity Fs to. I gave pity Fs. I like it anyway.
Yeah.
It's fun.
People do.
At one point, it's going to come down to a vote between this game and the real password. We got to find password like a modern version somewhere. I know we can find it.
I disagree. I like words like typewriter and agriculture.
We'll be back with the final buzz of the afternoon right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.